I can't believe it's already after Easter. About 16 more class days in the year. We're reading from John chapter 21, the first verse. Afterward, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. Before the dawn has filled the skies, behold my Savior Christ arise. Alleluia. He chases from us sin and night and brings us joy and life and light. Alleluia. Alleluia. How long does Easter last? A day? No, that's right. We had Monday off too, didn't we? 2 days? A week maybe? Jesus appeared to Thomas a week after his resurrection on Easter morning. But afterward he appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. In fact, for 40 days he kept appearing to them from time to time. How long does Easter last? 50 days after Easter, Peter and the other disciples were still preaching Easter sermons, weren't they? Acts 2, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. That's how Peter put it. And when called before the authorities in Acts 4, after healing the lame man in the temple, Peter and John told them, "Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. And later, when they were once again hauled before the Sanhedrin, again, we must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on the cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. Still celebrating Easter. How long does Easter last? Even after that, Jesus appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus and showed him that the one whom he was persecuting was alive again. And years later, Paul was still saying things like, "It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today," in Acts 24. When the early church chose a day to gather for worship, it was the first day of the week, the day of resurrection. And when later they established a 40-day Lenten period before Easter, they didn't count the Sundays as part of the 40 days. Those were each a commemoration of Easter. I know some pastors who were pretty tired after all the events last Sunday. In fact, so were some congregation members. It's not bad to expend enough energy in our worship that we actually get a little tired. But even though the day is past, must Easter vanish into the mist of history? You're back on campus again after Easter break, and you have many things to look forward to. Athletic events, banquet, class activities, Arbor Day, Field Day, recitals, finals, graduation, and beyond. All this to look forward to. But even then, you do not have to put Easter behind you. I once knew some children who so enjoyed the Easter celebration that they did not want to stop They had recited in church and they had sung their songs. At home they had received Easter baskets and Easter gifts. And then while the adults were resting, they went into their rooms and began to write notes to their parents, grandparents, and friends. They made up Easter baskets for all of them, using the treats from their own baskets, and joyously delivered them to the house full of adults who had come to see the children enjoy their treats. Now, there were not many treats left in their baskets. But do you think the Father, who delighted to see this spirit in his children, was going to let them suffer because of their generosity? He knew that they were doing the same thing that all Christians do. As we reach out to help one another on the walk through life, sometimes we thank each other, but really we are only sharing the gifts that we have found in our baskets. And Jesus assures us, "Give, and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap." Luke 6. How long does Easter last? Let the word of Christ dwell among you richly, and you will see that Easter does not end until you stand before the throne of him who says, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and hell." Amen. Amen. Hymn 482.